This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Channel 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Tuesday. Going to be a beautiful day today. 72, I think, for a high. So not too bad, but snow on the way by Friday, they say. Maybe some rain on Thursday, but snow by Friday. All right, let's talk about Carson real quick.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, I don't know what you're about to bring up.
I know. I was going to text you last night and tell you, but then I thought, well, maybe it's just better to just bring it on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, it's little Debbie's birthday this weekend.
Okay.
Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet.
How old is she? Three years old. Now, a three-year-old little girl, right? So cute.
Yeah.
She is adorable, by the way. And she is a madhouse on that bike.
Oh, she's going to be on two wheels by herself in no time.
She is so brave. I mean, it is amazing, right? Yeah. So anyway, adorable little girl. Now, what would you think if you're having a birthday party for a little three-year-old little
right.
girl? Like,
right.
you'd probably do what? Like My Little Pony, maybe? Maybe a bicycle party? She loves bicycling.
Even at 3 years old, you kind of get an idea what they like.
Yeah, you know.
But enough to theme it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at 3 years old, even when they get to four and five, they're not going to remember the three
They're not going to remember.
So
you know what they love.
You know what they love.
Like
absolutely.
We did, like my son loved Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Like you can tell based on the balloons at Party City what kids love, right? Because all the balloons are up there. There's Elmo. There's, like we did Can You Build It? Yes, we can.
Yeah.
So we had Builder Bob. We had the cake was it was dirt with like little, you know,
bulldozers. Yeah.
Well, here we're having, guess what we're having? We're having a birthday party for Carson. It's a birthday party for Carson.
What do you mean?
All right. So the theme is Little Debbie's hat trick.
Uh-huh.
First hat tricks because she's three.
Is that not narcissistic?
So doesn't that make sense?
Does she know what a hat trick is?
No, she has no idea.
I mean, she knows what hockey is.
Because this is Carson's birthday party.
What are you doing?
It's like when you set your wife to Arizona for a hockey game.
No,
like,
your Christmas present. But going back to this, it's like BJ having pony rides, right, for a frog?
Yeah.
And giving them all whips so they can, like, spank them in the butt so they can race.
Yeah, so we race ponies like it's horse racing. And I think the ponies is closer than a hat trick in hockey.
It would be like if Schmidil had a child, right, a three-year-old. They would have a blow-up doll pinata, right?
Yeah.
And an OnlyFans kid. Like, you don't do what you love for your child's birthday. You do what the child loves.
I think at 3 years old, we did either Mickey Mouse or Bluey.
Right.
One of the two.
You do what your child loves. Not, you don't push your agenda on your child.
She had her moment for Halloween. We did Zootopia. We all dressed up as Zootopia for Halloween.
It's Carson's birthday party.
The only time you can do her first hat trick is when she's three. So it just makes sense.
No, it doesn't. No,
it makes
and
no
she
sense.
Loves hockey. We got her own
she
hockey.
She loves hockey because you're forcing it on her.
No. We play hockey. We play knee hockey when the abs are on all the time.
I mean, my dad loved to fish, but we didn't have a fishing theme party.
No. Carson, that, it's, okay. You got to admit, I mean, that's kind of weird, but, actually.
Well, it's narcissistic.
It is. No, it no, is. It's no, very no, narcissistic.
No. Hold on. This is going to be awesome.
No, no, no. Textnado will even tell you that. At 303-22, Alice, if you're doing a party, I mean, she's 3 years old. She's a girl at 3 years old. Hockey is not her number one thing right now.
And hat trick is the theme.
Hat trick is a theme?
Her first hat trick. So now,
but that's you, because you know three is a hat trick. She has no idea.
And they're making hats.
But this is, yeah, so this is how we tie in the hats. Like, so, right, like, people get, like, a little bag of, like, little knickknacks and stuff like that and give to the kids that come or whatever. We bought everyone a hat, and even the adults, they can all, and we're going to do, like, a hat-making thing, like, a hat-making party.
She's three.
But she wants to put stickers on a hat, like, decals
on a
hat.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
It's Carson's birthday party.
It'd be like
me and my son, instead of doing Bob the Builder, we should have done Chippendales and Trulies.
Yeah. There you go.
We even got, like, so I found this little knee hockey, like, rink. It's an actual, like, ice hockey rink, but knee hockey. Mm-hmm. And we got both halves, so we're going to make a full rink in the place that we're having the party at, so the kids can play around with, like, you know, play hockey and stuff.
I'm telling you, again, my dad, his passion was fishing, but he never forced it down my throat like this guy is with his daughter.
Hey, she loves to play hockey
I love to fish, but we didn't do a whole thing all the time.
It might be the most bizarrest 3-year-old party I've ever heard of. I'm serious. It really is. It's weird.
They don't have that balloon at Party City, I can tell you that. Up on the wall, you know, with Elmo and all the other princess and all that. They don't have a hat trick balloon.
Yeah. It's like Lisa. I know we're throwing all these, it's like her doing a pottery party for a 3-year old.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
She's in the pottery. It's like me, you know, throwing a golf theme party for a 3-year old. It doesn't make sense.
Because you love golf.
Because I love golf. Yeah.
I know.
It's my passion forced into their party.
Yeah,
and
because
that's kind of backwards.
That's the thing. I mean, because I do feel like you're forcing her to love hockey and she's three. Like, it's all she can know. She's not allowed to know anything else. Like,
hasn't your wife even brought up that, hey, we might be doing
something? No, because he actually does wear the pants in the family.
But I'm just saying.
She actually, because I was the one. She was like, oh, maybe we should do like a bunny party because she likes bunnies.
See?
And I was like, all right, I'll throw out my idea, then we can feel free to turn it down. But I was like, how about her first hat trick? Because she's three. She likes the Avalanche. Kind of makes sense. Like,
it should have been bunnies.
She's into hockey.
Bunny would have been better. Bunny would have been. Make a bunny the puck or whatever, you know.
Bunny the puck?
Hey, that's just bizarre in a way. It is.
I got her. I'm really excited because her, like, you know, she's doing a Strider bike. I got her a jersey.
Gift for a 3-year old.
But I got her, like, rollerblades, too. Her first pair of rollerblades.
Oh, my God. Talk about a guy wanting his kid to be a hockey player.
Yeah.
No princess in our house. There will be no princess.
You will wear these skates and you will like it.
Dude, you're just trying to make her live vicariously through you.
Yeah, or vice versa, or whatever, however that works.
Yeah, how that works. But, yeah, it's... All right, well, enjoy the party.
Yeah.
That ought to be a blast.
Bree, I back you on the bunnies, man.
Yeah, somebody says, PJ, why can't a girl like a girl can.
That's not the point.
But not at 3 years old, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't even know hockey. Because you don't know rules. You don't know hat trick. You know nothing.
And again, I will bring up, I love to fish, but my dad didn't force me to have a fishing party.
Exactly.
All I know is when the Avs are on, she says, Dad, let's play Avalanche.
Not everybody.
I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Everybody has to show up in a Bill Dance, like, little, you know, a Bass Pro Shop outfit. That's like
Jamie's large mouth party.
Think about it. You can give out overalls as party favors.
Yeah. Anyway, so did I prove my point?
Yeah. That is weird.
No, you didn't.
It is a little weird, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You'll have a good time.
It's his birthday party.
Right, you'll have a good time. She won't, but you will. You'll have a blast.
Forget it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tax Tuesday.
I have an update. I'm sorry. I have an update. By the way, very mixed opinions about Narcissist Carson.
Trick. There are some people that are saying that no big deal. It's cool.
It's cute. And then a lot of people saying, wow. They should just say wow. But here's what I just learned.
What?
Now I know why he's having a birthday party for himself.
Why?
Instead of the bunny party, he's having a hat trick party. Because a Little Debbie's party, birthday is on Friday, and Carson turns 40 on Sunday.
39? 39, thank you very much.
So,
yes, it was his 40th birthday party.
You.
That's why he's having it for him.
So you've decided to steal the party for yourself.
Exactly.
The hat trick. Yeah, I get it.
Listen,
we're just
a family full of hockey lovers.
So it's a combo party, right? Yeah. That's it. That would make more sense. Is that what we're doing?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's
now.
What it is.
Don't sway the people's thoughts.
Happy 40th, Carson. Yeah.
39!
Which means that your daughter, Little Debbie, will never get her own party.
No, ever.
Because it's going to always be this way.
It's always
going
to be 2 days apart. Yeah. By the way, it was so funny because Schmidl came in here and he goes, so you're going to be 40 on Sunday, right? And you should have seen Carson. Yeah. He was like a Tasmanian devil.
I was like, listen, bro, calm down. How old are you?
35. Yeah, I thought you were 39 right now, though.
No, I'm 39.
You're turning 39.
Yeah, he's not 40 yet. He's not 40. Man, that just insulted him.
40's a big number.
It is a big number.
It's a big number. You get out of your 30s, 40's a big number.
It's a shocking number is what it is.
40 and 50 both are.
Because when you hit 40, you're like, is this it?
Yeah.
Because you remember your parents being 40 and they were so old, right? When they hit 40,
you were like,
oh my God, they're so freaking old.
The 30s are the best.
Yeah, they were fun.
You
so
know,
enjoy
I mean,
this last year.
Now I'm going to soak it up.
Downhill from here, pal. Downhill. All right, you were talking about Gayle King. Let me talk about that for a minute.
No, wait.
Here.
Can I tell you something, though? It's the PLF.
What's PLF?
Pre-launch face.
Pre-launch face?
It's gone viral.
Well, I thought you said space face.
No, pre-launch face.
Okay.
It's pre-launch face.
All right. She was scared to death yesterday, okay, walking out there. But I got her back
to
on
the,
this
to
because
the Blue Origin.
I would be shocked, too, and scared that I'm about to be launched into space or to the edge of space on a rocket that has only gone up a handful of times, and you're going to be strapped in there to this, you know, Roman candle.
So what we're talking about is that the glamour squad, the glamour squad went on a rocket.
They were on the Blue Origin yesterday, Jeff Bezos' pet project.
Yeah.
And they were going off to the edge of space. And when they got onto the flight, you could see the video showed the girls were just so excited.
So excited.
Katy Perry was excited. You had Lauren Sanchez. She was very excited. Her boyfriend had bought her a rocket. Okay. And then you had Gayle. Gayle was terrified.
And she went viral with the PLF. Pre-launch face.
And you could see it. And I'll bet you when she got inside that rocket, she got strapped in, she didn't say a word.
No, she was. So all those girls were like, woo. You know, they were woo girls.
Yeah.
But you know how when you are finding something not funny and everybody else is like, oh my God, so funny, and you're just getting more and more irritated.
Every day.
Every single day.
I know that feeling. Everybody laughing around you. Usually you're the subject.
Yeah, so everybody was ringing the bell and they were all excited. And then she looks like she wants to turn around.
I was worried that she was going to throw up.
That too. She got in over her head
mm-hmm. is what happened. She had second thoughts and she did not want to go. She didn't want to go, but it was too late. She had already committed. The world was watching.
Well, and not only that, they probably did her weights and, you know, everything that they need to launch.
Yeah.
They took her weight and her height and all that crap.
I defend her because I wouldn't go. You couldn't pay me enough to go in that rocket at all. Even though it's gone up safely, you know, a couple of times, there's always that one chance. But you could tell on her face that this was a bad idea.
A bad idea.
You had Oprah pushing her along.
Well, Oprah's the one that told her to do it.
Do it.
Yeah, because she didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so it looked like she was getting ready to cry because everybody else was so happy. And she just looked like she either, like Carson said, was going to be sick, maybe turn around. I don't know. She just was going to cry.
She should have stormed out of there.
Well, she should have said.
Once she got locked in there and strapped in, she should have thrown a fit. Well, she would have been all over the world news today.
Well, she would have. Yes. Yeah.
If she'd thrown a fit and walked from it, I'm not doing this. Well, this is crazy.
And the thing is, the fact that Oprah pushed her, you know, because she said she wasn't going to do it. And Oprah said, I don't want to hear about it. When you have regrets, you better get on that thing. And, you know, Oprah's pretty bossy.
That's what she said to her?
Yeah.
She pressured her?
She did pressure her. Yeah, oh, I think we have the interview from that. If you
no
you
kidding.
That. Yeah, she said she really pressured her. I don't want to hear your regrets.
Wow.
And you know, when Oprah is like in your face telling you got to go, I feel like you got to go.
Yeah,
a little bit of pressure,
yeah.
Or she'll hit you.
Well, I don't know if she'll hit you.
I think she would. I think she'd take a swing at you. Oprah, she looks like that person.
Did you find it, Shmadel?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Terror on her face as she rang the bell, an astronaut tradition.
Here at the bell, and I should know.
I think it's going to be cathartic in so many ways for
That's
her.
Oprah.
She told us that she was surprised that you told her to do it. Why did you want her to do this?
I felt deeply that she would regret it, and I didn't want to hear about it for the next 15 years. I wish I had gone.
During the flight.
See? Oprah's
a
bitch.
Got pressured into it. Or she was going to hit her. That's it.
She was going to hit her. Now I'm agreeing with you. You're
either doing it or you're getting rid of these. Cross the chops, girl. And she crawled in there all scared. Poor thing.
I know, right?
Poor Gail.
I do feel sorry, but I actually do.
I'll bet she pooped her pants.
She might have.
Yeah, because she had to be just scared. You know what?
She was nauseated for sure.
She was.
You know?
But if you go back and watch the video, the look on her face is she does not want to crawl in this rocket at all. And she was really happy when she got back.
She was happy. My God. Right? She was like, yay.
We talked about this earlier this morning. I can't believe all the people that went after them yesterday. I mean, there were a lot of people that were just saying this was a joke. They didn't go where they say they go.
You actually have audio from, what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Radakowski.
Emily Radakowski. She was one of the women that spoke out against this.
Saying that you care about Mother Earth and it's about Mother Earth and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what? For what? What was the marketing there? And then to try to make it like, I'm disgusted. Literally, I'm disgusted.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jamie. They kind of turned it into a carnival ride.
It did.
You know, space is for exploration, right?
Yeah.
You're exploring. Yeah. You're trying to learn new things. You're doing tests up there. You're trying to, you know, advance humankind, okay? And you send these four up. Really?
And their hair was perfectly coiffed when they got off.
Yeah.
And they all had lip gloss on, which I couldn't believe. I'm like, where did they put their lip gloss in their suits? Because they all had lipstick and lip gloss on.
Because when they kissed the ground, all that dirt
stuck
to it.
Yeah, but they reapplied.
You've
for
got
sure.
Katy Perry up there singing Roar.
I know.
What a joke. She turned it into a carnival.
Oh, my God.
It's a circus. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
From the Belco Studios, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday, Tax Tuesday, that is. Hey, I got something I want to play because it reminded me of you, Jamie.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
All right. Remember that time you told me that you, was it an edible or something? You were laying in the driveway. Remember you were lying in the driveway.
Yeah.
Because, and you were all paranoid and. Getting all
when
crazy.
Remember? When I thought my cat could talk?
Yeah. Remember that?
The only time I'd ever smoked pot?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This was years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
The worst day of my life.
It's like 8 or 9 years ago, Jamie and I had just gotten together to do this show, maybe a year into it or so, and she was telling me about this event with her and this person.
We're in the
crazy.
Park and we were in the parking garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I couldn't go. Okay. Right. So this is what happened. So there was a convention or something, like a boat show or something. I don't know. And he's like, you want to smoke some pot? And I was like, okay.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Okay. So we smoked some pot and then I had a panic attack because I'm not a fan of the marijuana.
Yeah.
And I had a panic attack and I couldn't go in. I literally could not go in. And I was just freaked out. And so then he took me home. And then I was like, how long does this last? And he said, for a while, which made me cry.
Oh.
And then I said, you have to take me to the ER because I'm going to die. And then I saw my cat and I was like, I know you can talk to me. Just go ahead and talk to me. And the cat is looking at me and I'm like, listen, Clifford, it's between you and me. I know you can talk to me. I won't tell anybody.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
With all that being said, that is somewhat identical to what I'm about to play for you, okay?
Awful.
Right, Spadil?
Yeah, it actually is.
Isn't it very close?
Yeah.
When I saw this yesterday and saved it for today's show, and I wanted to wait until after kids got to school, okay?
Yeah, it was because the worst day of my life.
I would have loved to be there for your cat.
No.
That would have been.
That part was kind of funny. Because then I realized, like, I was. But I really did that day feel like he could talk to me. I'm not going to lie. Don't you ever think that they, even if you're not stoned, that they could talk to you?
Zane and I have conversations.
No, I don't.
No, yeah, come on.
You can play along.
No,
you can play along if you want to, Carson, but no.
I never have. And you've never looked at
I never look my dog in the eye and say, okay, what are you saying? What are you saying? What? You want to do what now? I don't have that conversation.
Really?
No, he's a dog. It's a dog.
Because
you have to be high.
I took Clifford's paw and my pinky, and I super swore him that I would never tell anybody.
There you go. Okay. All right. Now, listen, when you get to that point right there, you are messed up, man. You're buzzing. All right? You're buzzing. All right, this guy here, it's a guy, he's a black guy. And he's asking why you white people make your edibles so damn strong.
I'm with him.
Now, he's sitting in a car, much like Jamie, in a parking garage, okay? You see why I thought of her, right?
Yeah, he looks like he's having a bad time.
Oh,
yeah.
I had the worst. I never, ever would do it again in my life.
This guy, now, I've never had an edible. But from what I understand today, they're very strong.
They're very strong, and edibles actually last a lot longer than if you just smoke it. So it's like even more.
And you can tell that this guy, much like Jamie,
there's no fun in marijuana.
Got high and then like, oh my God, I don't want to stay up here.
I want to stop now.
I want it to stop now. You didn't tell me it was going to last. Like, all right, listen to this guy after the edible.
Why do white people make their edibles so strong? What are you running from? Why am I tasting colors? I just wanted to go to Target. Now I gotta call somebody to come get me because my car turned into a spaceship and I don't know how to fly it. I'm not an astronaut.
Yo, I'm so high.
Why am I tasting colors?
I totally feel that guy because when we went to San Diego a couple years ago, I took an edible with some friends. We went to the zoo. I thought the monkeys were coming after me.
I remember that.
It was terrifying.
It's not fun. I don't know. I mean, Spadil, I know that you're a pot. I just have that's just not fun.
I don't like edibles for that reason, actually. Jeez. Yeah, because if they get out of hand, they just they never end.
It's
you're high for like 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was a good lesson that it's not my thing, right? But my God. Like, I'm like that guy. Like, how do you people do this?
Why do you white people make it so strong? There's no reason for it to be this strong.
No.
You could take just a pinch of it and that's plenty.
Well, I think that is one thing that happens is that people don't feel like it kicked in. So then they take a little bit more.
Oh,
right?
That's really common.
Exactly. Yeah, and then it's too late because the other one's already kicked in, and now this other one's kicked in.
And now you're at the point of no return.
Now you think your car is a spaceship.
Listen again. All right, listen again. He's eating an edible, and boy, does he regret it.
Why do white people make their edibles so strong? What are you running from?
You just hear it in his voice. It's like, I'm miserable. I am miserable.
Why do white people make their edibles so strong? What are you running from? Why am I tasting colors? I just wanted to go to Target. Now I gotta call somebody to come get me because my car turned into a spaceship and I don't know how to fly it. I'm not an astronaut.
I'm so high.
I'm so high. And when you watch the video, it's even better because this guy is buzzing.
He's got tears in his eyes.
He's scared to death.
Yeah, he is.
His car's a spaceship. He doesn't know how to fly it. Can't get home. He's stuck in a garage like Jamie, right?
Oh, my God, of course.
That's some good audio. All right, we'll post the video. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I like how Westminster's using Pothole Palooza.
I know, right?
Is that just filling up some potholes? Is that what that's all about?
And can I just tell you guys, if you're on I-70 going up to Genesee, it is terrifying. The potholes and the ruts in on I-70 up around Genesee, my Jeep kept getting caught in the rut, and it just pulls you off the road. It is terrifying.
I haven't been up there.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I've seen people post about it, though.
It's so bad.
This pothole palooza is Westminster. Are they aware that the palooza people can sue them?
I know, because we got sued.
I've not been sued. I've been warned of a lawsuit before. And I know as a company here, the Odyssey company, we're all told we can't use palooza.
Palooza's trademarked.
Yeah, it's a trademarked item. What was that again?
It was Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Years ago, right?
Because we did Lollapalooza for the lawn seats. Yeah. We did a whole thing where we gave away lawn seats to a concert. It was Lollapalooza, and we got...
You got flagged for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll sue you.
Yeah, they will.
All right, Westminster, you're on your own. Every time I see it, though, that's what I think of.
Yeah, you're
not wrong.
Of
like, okay, man, I'd keep that on the down low if I were you.
Yeah.
That little pothole palooza. I mean, it's cute and everything. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I think the Lollapalooza's been gone long enough that you could probably use it. But they'll sue your butt, man. They're looking for money.
I was like, I remember getting so adamant, too. I'm like, it's a lawn. Lollapalooza.
I know. It's the word palooza. Palooza, for some reason, trademarked.
Yeah.
And you cannot use it anywhere.
So ridiculous.
And they'll come after you, too.
I know.
They'll track you down. Hmm. All right, the Mighty Millions raffle. Let's mention that real quick here because...
I'm excited because I'm going to win.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You already got tickets. Well, you got tickets that first time around, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But this is pretty cool because there's another deadline. I love talking about this because there's so much to win, and I feel like it's all going to be mine.
Well, and the thing is, you want to have tickets for every drawing.
Exactly.
You don't want to just buy your tickets later on and be in the one drawing for the big house or whatever. Why not give yourself the best chances to win something?
Yeah, because these are the add-ons, you guys. So get your tickets before midnight Friday, and you can win the 2025 Audi SQ7 plus... a trip to Switzerland or $125,000 in cash.
This is called the early bird drawing, and that deadline is Friday.
Right.
Now, the drawing's not Friday, but the deadline to buy your tickets is Friday at 12 midnight. Then they have that cash drawing. They have like 30 days of vacation drawing that comes up later on. Then the house, of course. But this early bird, you got to get in on this if you're going to get tickets, all right?
And the house. Don't forget, they're still throwing in that house.
Yeah.
You know.
MightyMillionsRaffle.com. That's where you go. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com to get your tickets and do it today. Or make sure you do it at least this week, okay?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.